And on to item 10, staff report, staff reports, I should say, if appropriate. Gail, let me turn that over to you.
Yes, I was just going to mention that the end of July, Sisera did increase their phone hours back to our usual phone hours, as well as we are allowing for member in-person appointments. They have not been busting down the door on that one, though. But we have had some take us up on that offer. I just wanted to let the board know.
Yeah, I was by the office the other day to visit with Christina and sign some documents, and I happened to see an appointment come in, and it was sort of a one-off. I guess I got lucky. Any other staff reports?
No.
All right. Outside professionals reports. I don't think we have any outside professionals left on our meeting. Am I correct? I don't see any anyway. All right.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you. And then item 10C, trustee comments. Are there any trustee comments?
Is there any update on meeting back in person that we might have?
We're still waiting to see what the governor does if he extends it. Board of Supervisors is supposed to, as I mentioned, go back in mid-September, but we're rethinking that given the Delta variant that's creating so many issues. And frankly, if at all possible, I don't like being in a meeting masked. It makes it really hard to communicate. So I'm hopeful that this board, as long as we're allowed to, won't meet until we can meet again indoors without masks if we're fully vaccinated.
So Gail, did you want to provide a brief update in response to the inquiry?
Sure. And unless there's a change between now and then, we were anticipating meeting back in person the first time at the October 13th meeting. But that's barring any changes occurring.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of dynamics here, not the least of which is what the governor may do or not do, or what the Bay Area health professionals may recommend or do or not. So I guess it's fluid. Let's put it that way. I think is where we're at. Any other trustee comments? I have one, but I'll wait to see if anybody else has any. Seeing none. I was speaking with Donnie Finley at Dick Rainey's service that was at the Lesher Center, and I indicated to him that I had been remiss in not recognizing our former sheriff, assemblyman, and senator when we closed the July 14 meeting. Was an oversight, so I want to certainly make that right, and I will ask that we adjourn today's meeting in memory and in honor of former Sheriff, Assemblyman, Senator Richard K. Rainey, a distinguished individual. It was a marvelous service. It was a great chance to visit with people. It was a real walk down memory lane to be at that service. And I know Candace was there, and I'm probably missing others who I didn't see, but in any event, it was a great occasion and a wonderful chance to reminisce. So anyway, we will adjourn today in Dick's memory and honor. And seeing nothing further, we stand adjourned. Thanks, everybody. See you next time.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep. Yeah.